בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויצא. In this week's parasha, we find many, many things. There's so much to learn. I wish I had the time to discuss, you know, everything that I heard from my rabbim about this parasha, but there's mamash, so much to learn about life, even day-to-day life, family life, chinuch hailadim, kedushat habayit, taharat habayit, from Yaakov Avinu v'nashav, from his whole behaviors and stuff. I want to focus on one thing. We know on the way out of Eretz Yisrael, running away to Haran, Yaakov Avinu takes a pit stop. His parents commanded him to run away to Haran and to marry a woman from his mother's family, from Rivka's family. And Yaakov Avinu, on his own accord, very interestingly, because he promised his parents he would do that. But what is it? He did do that at the end. But he took a pit stop for how long? 14 years. A 14-year hiatus on the way to Haran. He stopped off at the yeshiva of Shem Va'Evir, and he learned there. There's a big discussion among the Mefarshim. How did Yaakov Avinu allow himself to do that? How did his father was a Navi, his mother was a Nevi'ah, and they commanded him, go to Haran immediately and go get married. So how did he allow himself to do that? That's a different discussion. But what I want to focus on is that it says that when he left the yeshiva on his way to Haran, it says, Vayishkav b'makom ahu, says Rashi, quoting the Midrash. Rashi infers from the fact that it says that, and where was this place? Where was he laying down? Haram Moriah. He was laying down on Haram Moriah, a very important sleep, because during this sleep, the dream that he had was what? The whole nevuah of getting Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael multiplying. This is a very, very important night. Sleep, dream, yeah. It says Vayishkav b'makom avu. He slept. He laid down in that place. Melamed. This teaches us that the 14 years before, Yaakov Avinu had not laid down, had not fallen asleep. The 14 years that he was in Yeshivat Shem Va'Evir, he dozed off, but he didn't sleep in a bed. He didn't sleep like a normal human being for 14 years. He would only, you know, put his head down on a stender, whatever it is, sleep. Dozing off uncomfortably because he wanted to utilize every moment. Now, this obviously, without a doubt, takes superhuman strength. No normal human being can do this. Yaakov Avinu pushed himself to the limit, and Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Shem Olam, explains that why was this. There's a pasuk in Tehilim. David HaMelech says, Sas anochi animratecha kemotzei shalal rav. I am overjoyed by your word, by your Torah, like somebody who finds great treasure. What's the comparison? Explains the Chafetz Chaim, you know what David HaMelech meant to say? If a person looks at the Torah and Avodat Hashem as treasure, if somebody told you there's a treasure here, there's treasure hidden over here, but you only have X amount of time to collect it, would you let anything distract you from collecting everything you could? There's a mashal. Chafetz Chaim said this mashal once. He said there was a person who won a sweepstakes. And the sweepstakes was that he would be able to go into the king's vault for, I don't know, he did something for the king. And he would be able to go into the king's vault for an hour and collect whatever he wanted. So, but before he did that, the king did some research. The king kind of did some, he did a background check on this guy. And he looked into what this guy likes, his hobbies, what kind of food he likes, what his hobbies were, and he found out that this guy likes classical music. On the day came, and the guy showed up at the king's vault and came with his family and Zachen, and the family was there, but they weren't able to stand too close. They had to stand behind like a soundproof mechitza. So, in the meantime, the guy walks in to the vault, to the treasure house of the king, and it's on the clock, and the judge tells him over there, the king tells him, he says, you have an hour on the clock. Whatever you collect is yours. But after the hour, you got to get it out. The guy said, you know, he rolls up his sleeve, puts on his, he says, I'm ready. So, and they shoot the thing, go, right? And he starts, and he's running in the vault, and he starts. And all of a sudden, the king put over there by the vault, he put the New York Philharmonic over there. And they start playing his favorite. Right, professional. They start playing Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and all these things. And the guy, he's like in a trance. Shtabach Shemo. He's mesmerized by the music. And he's listening. And his wife is behind the soundproof machitza. She's banging on the thing. Go, go, you idiot, go. What are you doing? Go. But he can't hear her. And they're playing and playing and playing. And all of a sudden, they finish the concerto. They finish the thing 5 minutes before the end. And he's applauding. Yay, encore, encore. And then he snaps back into it. And he realizes where he is. He looks at the clock. He has 3 minutes left. And he starts running like a madman. And he catches, hey, he only has a few minutes to get whatever. He got a few things and he walked out. And when he comes out, his wife and his kids, they start berating him and screaming at him. Wow, what's wrong with you? Why did you get this? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. What's wrong with you? He says, no, I don't know. I don't know how they knew I had liked classical music. I don't know how they knew. So what about the classical music? We could have been billionaires. We could have bought Jeff Bezos and Musk and all these guys, and we could have bought everybody. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you? Rabotai, you know the Nimshal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a world full of treasures. This world is a treasure trove with Torah, Mitzvot, Ma'asim Tovim, and Hakol. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a background check on us before we're born. What do we like? This guy likes classical music. This guy likes Gondi. This guy likes to eat. This guy likes money. This guy likes cars, vacations, visit. And get distracted, until the body gets old and it's hard to enjoy these things anymore. And then what? There's only a few minutes left. But at that point already, it's hard to get anything because you're already old and tired and, you know, sick and whatever. And then Hashem asks, Hashem says, why did you wait for the last minute? Ya Habibi, why did you let yourself be distracted? Keep your eye on the ball. Who's rooting for us? Who's our family that's rooting for us? Ba'olam hazeh? It's Yetzer HaTov. But we have a hard time hearing the Yetzer HaTov because he's behind the soundproof wall. And the Yetzer Hara is the music. And the guy's Ba'olam Shekulo Shabbat and he's not keeping his eye on the ball. Ez Hamor. Aval Miza Hamor. That's us, Rabotai. Yeah? Yaakov Avinu kept his eye on the ball. And you push yourself, yeah? He's able to stay awake for 14 years. He's able not to go to sleep because he knows every moment here is precious. He will never be able to revisit this. He knows. We find later on in the parasha, Yaakov Avinu moved the stone. He picked it up. Something that all of the ro'im needed to be there for. Yaakov Avinu did it. And Rashi says, Kima'avir pkak me'al gadei tzlochit. Like what? Like taking off a cork from a bottle. Like nothing. Where do we find Chazal praising physical might? Chazal weren't looking at the might. They weren't looking at his physical prowess. Remember, he was an old man. Don't forget, he was 84 years old. So why are they praising that? Because when a person focuses all of his energies on one thing, Yaakov Avinu had a task. He saw Rachel, and he was infused with simcha, with ahava, and what did he do? He focused all of his energies on moving that thing. When you focus on what you're supposed to do, you're able to do anything. That's what the Torah is looking at, Rabotai. That's what Yaakov Avinu stood for. Yichad libo. He was able to designate, not think about anything else, and not, you know, we're capable of everything in this world. But what? We don't focus our energies. That's the issue, Rabotai. So, the day is short today, unfortunately. So I'm going to leave you here. And Mezat Hashem, we should all take this to heart. Shabbat Shalom Borach, and thank you for listening. Be well, everybody.